Hey, good afternoon, Rafael Cantu Jr. High Percussion Ensemble from Mission, Texas. Looks like you're doing two tunes. This is Dr. Caleb Pickering from Texas A&M University, Corpus Christi, here to listen to you today. Looking forward to hearing your music, especially the Chick Corea tune, huge fan of his. So we'll catch you in just a few seconds.
Percussion Ensemble from Mission, Texas, under the direction of Michael Rangel. The performance selections are Children's Song No. 2 by Chick Corea and Capital Investment by David K. Beckman. Please take the time to silence all electronics and refrain from leaving or entering the area during a performance. Thank you for your attendance. Please join me in welcoming Rafael Cantu Junior High Percussion Ensemble.
Yeah, so a couple of little things we can do right off the bat to help. So right now it kind of feels like we have four soloists versus one quartet. As far as conducting goes, right now the conductor is not doing a whole lot besides beating time. I would love to see this as a chamber group, because it feels like there's not much of a need for a conductor. It's all in four, no mixed meter, straight ahead time. So basically, for the four keyboard players, when we're dealing with music like this, talking about tonal music that has basic constructs of music, you know, melody, harmony, bass, the way we want to phrase it is the melody is the most important. So for us, that would be primarily glockenspiel and vibraphone. Next, the bass line, we need to have a little heavier, and then the accompaniment fills out. This time, it kind of seemed like our musicality, our dynamic was just on. So all four of us were just kind of playing at like a medium loud the whole time. So that's something we want to avoid, right? All four of you can very easily play at a quiet dynamic, a medium dynamic, and a loud dynamic. And today we really only explored the loud. So yeah, going forward, we need to make sure we focus on the music first, y'all four. I know there's dynamics written into the part. I'm sure there is. But even if not, you know, conductor, assign some roles. Yeah, put some dynamics not on the page because... Yeah, right now, even though we're playing the right notes and rhythms, you know, sometimes we're not quite placing them in the right spot. But, yeah, just some little issues like that. So a lot of cleaning up we can do. Yeah, this next work, this is the Bakken Capital Investment. I think we kind of had maybe a false start with that bass drum. So setup-wise, we can make this piece gel a lot better if we just adjust the setups, right? Right now we're kind of in a line, like almost like a drum line, but even in a drum line, we're not in a true line, right? The sections are staggered and tiered. So yeah, percussion, y'all should be rounded off or V'd just like you would be in the back of a band class, right? Right, there should be an arc to your setup. Because right now, it's impossible, temple block player, suspended cymbal player, it's impossible for you to communicate with the timpanist. So we need a little arc in there. Yep, right. General things from the group. Let's watch out where we're striking the instruments. Timpani, we're playing in a nice spot close to the edge, you know, hands within, but we're more towards the inside of the drum rather than over the pedals. Bass drum, nice work, but we need to get a muffling on that bass drum that's not a hand, So maybe a towel clipped to the bass drum that he can hold with his hand and use to muffle so we don't hear that skin rattle. Snare drum, you look back on the video, you'll probably be able to see, or just in class, you're playing off-center to the right of the snares, so you're not in your ideal best playing spot. So the drum's not getting the best sound it can get. Toms, I can't quite tell, but it sounds like they could come out in general a little bit, right? Like on percussion, like on a clarinet, if you don't put enough energy into the instrument, it doesn't make a sound. Percussion, you don't put enough energy into the instrument, it just makes a weak sound. We don't want weak sound. We want strong sounds, even if they're quiet. A full-bodied, quiet sound. In general, the balance is just fine. The toms are getting lost. The toms are also a little out of range pitch-wise. They need to come up. Kind of like the first piece, it seemed like we kind of had one dynamic of mezzo forte throughout. So something we need to work on going forward is we can play all the notes and rhythms we want, but if we're not playing it in a musical way, using dynamics and creating shapes and phrases, then we're kind of being like a computers without dynamics, right? It's not what people want to hear. Like, we want to hear those shapes, and y'all want to hear those shapes. So a good thing I would do, student ensemble, get your recording of this piece and get together and really sit down and just everyone get a score and go along and listen just chunk by chunk and just talk about it. Yeah, was that piano? Was that forte? Was that mezzo forte? Were we too loud? Was the melody coming out where it needed to be? Was the most important voice coming out? Et cetera, et cetera. So there's a lot of stuff y'all can do outside of rehearsal to work on these things, and getting your head around the score and planning out your dynamics is definitely one of those things. But it's so nice to see y'all, you know, tackling this kind of music, especially, you know, the Chick Corea, you know, what a fantastic artist and tune. So nice job today, and I look forward to hearing more from you in the future.